there's nothing more exciting than having your daughter Christian.
Because the shopping cart ride is awesome. And, right? For way too big for the shopping cart.
Still try.
Yeah. We'll do it. Take pictures. And so I remember my mom saying, you know, in the thing with the parent when they're out there doing stuff, you know, you got to make sure that the kid stays attached to them somehow because they're focused. And, you know, mom and dad are, you've got stuff to do. And so my mother would say, who holds on to my purse? Right? And I remember holding on to mom's purse and the little hand clutching that thing because I knew that mom told me I better do that. And that was my connection to my mom. And she shot me, pulling me around, stay here. And my mother was very comfortable, very, you know, talked a lot, you know, and much now. But, and so, I remember, but as she's pulling me around and hanging on, all these cool stuff is right there in front of me. Right? All the chocolate bars and the toys and the prettiest things are right there. You can do that on purpose with chocolate. And that's just not good. You know what they're doing. And so, and I don't know if you ever see this in your kid. Who had to hang on to the purse? Anybody here have to hang on? Parents? Skirt? No? Not really? Yeah, I could hang on to that first. Because mom was busy shopping. And I remember this one time, I was hanging on to it like this, and I saw something just like, whoa! It's like it's looking at me, and I, whoa! And I picked that up, and I was just looking at this thingy. It was awesome. And then I put it back and walking along. Something was off. Off. The purse was a little, you know, just didn't fit. The purse is a little higher than it should have been. You know? Just the texture, the strap was just off. And I remember I and it wasn't mom. It was like, oh my goodness, now what, eh? Hey, this is a weird that enveloped me at that time. I'm not old enough, but I'm telling you, and this weird looking person looking down at me, and it was not mom. Some huge font, you know. And I almost started crying, and I just stopped and I listened. My mother has a very distinctive laugh. And I listened, and I heard her laughing, and I ran to her. And then she spanked me. But no, not publicly. It's an interesting analogy to me about what Christian spoke about the hearing God's voice. And the scripture he used, let's see if I can find it here. I had this all printed up in the school, and I left all the papers at home, so I was running around and putting on hotel pieces of paper. And it talks about in how the sheep will hear your his voice. I quote that scripture down. Here, John chapter 10, verses 1 and 5. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And you know, when you accept the word into your heart and you become his child, suppose has to learn the voice. And it starts right away. You know, remember up to that time when I was a little kid, I mean, my mother gave birth to me, and then she swaddled me and raised me, and then at that point, I knew my mom, and I knew enough that I could sense she was the person I was hanging on to was different, but even more so when I heard my mom's voice, I knew I could run to her, you know, and it's the same thing with us. You see, like, the gospel is, if there's one thing that I wanted to give you guys today, and that's a message from the Lord to you, is that the gospel is very simple. Serving God is not complicated. And all we have to do is think about the simplest, think about it in the simplest terms. Because we're all very simple people. Just give me the looks, Ash. If I start going off, you have to let me know. So, Mark chapter 10, verse 15 says, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter." And what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, the faith of a child. That simplistic faith that, you know what, you never see, a little child wandering where their next meal is, because mom and dad's going to take care of that. Right? We are no different. You know, we are no different. The older I get, the less I know. In fact, I've chosen not to be old. I've chosen that actually I'm going to determine my age a different way than most people. Because, you know, keeping in touch with my inner child. So I'm 54 right now, but I choose to add my age together. So the two numbers are 5 plus 4, therefore I'm 9. You'll never be older than 18. It's awesome. Sometimes one year you get younger. Right? It's cool. So when I turn 60, I'll actually be 6. It's true. It's possible. You know, and I joke about that, but actually, I do that for a reason. It's because I've learned that most times when I think I know something, I know that I really don't. And it all keeps going back to the basics. about God's God. He loves me, I love him, and I'm going to change him. And I'm going to conform to his image. That's it. You know, the kingdom of God. The scripture I used was Romans chapter 14, verse 17. It says, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so, it's really cool when you come on something like that, there's a definition. You know, the definition. The kingdom of God is finally something that's just right out there in front of you. You can write it down. This is what it is. And then you dive into it and it's like, whoa, this is actually what you can go on for the next 20 years. Looking into that. Because the deeper you go into scripture, the more it reveals itself to you. It never stops. So the three parts to that. Actually, four. So it's not eating and drinking. So I'm that little boy. And I'm hanging on. So first of all, righteousness is right relationship with God. Okay. So you accept Jesus into your heart. You have that relationship with the Father. He doesn't see your sin. Your sins are forgiven. You're going to heaven. You have a right relationship with God. Family. Right? And then, from there, the process starts. Peace and joy. In the Holy Spirit. It says what it's not. It says it's not eating and drinking. So the kingdom of God is not the things. It's not the things of this world. It's not eating and drinking. Right? It's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And in fact, there's another scripture that says, in Luke chapter 17, verse 21, it says, the kingdom is in you. So, the kingdom is of God is not the things around you. Here I am, I have been, my mother is my mom. I have a right relationship with her. I'm her child. Right? And when you first accept the Lord into your heart, I mean, you're a baby in Christ. And you're learning, and it's awesome. If you learn this stuff, you can't be fed, but after a while, God wants you to grow. You know, and He's going to let you do things. Just like when you're little. And you know, He puts, you know, some parameters around you for your safety, etc. But God wants you to grow up. He wants you to change. I guarantee you, you will change. And you will, and as much as you want to change, you will change. And so here I am, I'm this little kid, grabbing onto the verse, I'm content, I'm at peace and joy with my mom. I know that she's my mom, she loves me, I'm secure, I got a hold of that verse, I'm grabbing onto her, I'm not letting go, and then what do I do? It doesn't mean that I'm not her son. And it doesn't mean she doesn't love me. It means that I go and I got an honest fact of something that was not of my own. It was a shiny little object. Okay, in order for me to wake up, I had to let go. You see the analogy? It's the same thing. And then what happened when I reached over? And then in my distraction, you grab onto something else. Grabbed onto this, and you know when you know when you're coming off track from the Lord. You know when you've been distracted from God. You do. You don't have to be told when you do. You do. You know. And then you look up and this realization hits you. Whoa! What have I done? No peace and joy. And in those times, what do you do? It's going down. Father loves you. He knows you. He listened for that voice. Just like Christian said in his sermon about taking that time to meditate on the Word and to ask God to talk to you. That's what you do. Stay calm. Meditate. Ask God for help. And He will tell you what to do. Right? And it's interesting to me that it was laughter that drew my mother to my mom. Right? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to let you guys know that serving God is very simple. You already know how to do it. You know how to do it. It's not complicated. You don't have to go to university to learn how to serve God. I'm not dissing all the degrees out there for college. That's all good stuff. You know, I have a master's degree. It was very expensive. I'm no smarter. But then my wife, when wisdom comes from God, it doesn't come from man. You'll be as wise as you want God to meet your wife, by the way. If you want wisdom, you ask for God. God will give it to you, but He will do it by the way He wants. I know I'm running out of time here, but so much to say. I want to give you something that you can take away, and something that will help you be useful to you. So, Romans chapter 10, verse 7. So we talk about knowing the voice of God. Without knowing God's voice, it will be very difficult for you to walk into, His peace and His joy. And you have to know His voice. But how do you know His voice? How do you do that? He's told us. It's so awesome. Well, this is an awesome book. Great. Romans chapter 10. Verse 17. So that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want to know His voice, and knowing His voice is the key for your life in Him, you have to spend time with Him in His Word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How are you going to know His voice unless you know how He speaks? Okay? And in review Christian sermon, Mary talks about all kinds of ways that God speaks to you. I really highly recommend you do that. I can't see that enough. But it's all hinged on this because it's called discernment. Because there's all kinds of other things competing for your attention. All those pretty things that are your idol and forced upon you that are competing for your attention and your energy and your devotion. And some of them look really good. And see this filter that you don't know if they are good or not. But if they ever ask you, please connect. If any of those pretty things are getting you to let go of God, they're not God. Right? And so, keep that in mind. It's, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there that's awesome. Right? I guess I would say is that, I guess the message for this congregation is to learn His voice and do that by jumping into His Word. It's harder. It is, but it was hard to get my master's. But that was a thing of the world, and this is really cheap. How much does a Bible cost you? Free? I'll give you one for free. You want a Bible? You don't have a Bible? I'll give you one for free. Master's degrees cost $3,000. Am I getting good over that? Gosh, I think I'm good. Yeah. Jeez. I don't know what else to say. I think we've got two more minutes here. I could dance, but I won't do that to you. And I just want to put a special call out to my identical twin Christian. I put this strategically in the middle of the sermon so they could edit it out. we emceed the wedding ministry. And part of our stick was that I was Christian's identical twin. I'm the older twin. By 16 minutes, and it was the worst 16 minutes of my life, as you can see. I have nothing whatsoever to do with the sermon. I just want to see some people laugh. Yeah. I want to pray for you. One of the ways that God speaks to his people and the way he hears his voice is by prayer. That's fine. And you guys are special to me. My daughter and my son, by the way, Will is one of the funniest guys. Will did when he was that funny. I mean, honestly, I was getting really sorry that I hadn't gone to the bathroom before your speech because I was getting really at risk. And so, I'm off on a tangent. Specifically, and some of you are maybe struggling today with this type of thing. If you want additional prayer after the service, I'd be more than willing to pray for you. And I know that anyone of the structure elders or deacons or they can pray for you. I'm supposing, but. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you so much that we can trust you. That you only have our best interest in mind. And Lord, that you love us more than we love ourselves and than others love us. And we can trust in that. Lord, I ask for the courage and faith and wisdom for everybody here in this congregation to dive into your word, Lord God, and that they may change according to your will and purposes. And where there are questions, Lord God, I pray for the energy and the time and the lack of distraction so that anyone here who's having those questions can take that time to spend with you to get the answers they need. Because you are the only one that has the answers. And Lord, help us with distraction. Guard us from all the shiny things that take us away from you, that seem to be important. Lord, help us approach you as a child. Increase our faith, I ask, Lord, that we may always approach you with that faith as a child. And only then will we be able to go out into the world and spread your kingdom. And that simple faith that we need, it makes sense to the world. Jesus.